The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. So hello. Hello and formally welcome to Happy Hour. So we are, Diana and I have been systematically going through the different practices since the beginning of the year, just to create the context. And now we are going through, we just started to go through compassion practices. In the past month, we went through different aspects, different concentric circles of metta, loving kindness. And now we're moving to the next Brahma Vihara, heavenly abode practice, which is compassion, Karuna. And as we're going through the concentric circles of this cultivation, tonight we'll turn our attention to cultivating compassion, care for a benefactor of ours, someone who has been there for us, who supported us, maybe a teacher, maybe a coach, maybe a parent, or maybe even a friend who's been there for us in some way. They, you know, the person we're going to consider today doesn't need to be our primary benefactor. They could be, but someone who's been in that role in some way, supported us. And you all know what I mean by by benefactor. If you don't, type it in chat and I'll explain. But basically, someone who's had a supporting role of some kind for us. And with compassion, we'll bring to mind something that is challenging for them right now, or maybe one aspect of their life, maybe their health, maybe their relationship, work, finance, something, one aspect that's a little challenging. And we work on cultivating compassion, wishing them ease from this challenge, from this suffering in this way. So to say a couple more things before we get into the practice. So the practice of compassion, as I've said it before, and it bears repeating, is when metta, which is loving kindness, which is just kindness, goodwill, it meets suffering. So when suffering is held by kindness and care, this combination is called compassion. So there are near enemies and far enemies in this practice called, you know, there could be sense of pity. Oh, poor you. This would never happen to me. That's when there is a sense of, oh, there is a lack of equality in the perception. Whereas with compassion, for it to stay compassion and not become pity, we have the sense of, oh, this could be me. This could be me. This is a common human condition. This could be me. This could be me in the future. It could be me in the past. I could have been born into this. So not to have a sense of, oh, poor you, you're suffering or you've been suffering, but a sense of common humanity. And I'll talk about the other, maybe I'll talk about one more, what's called near enemy, which is empathetic distress. When we, in this equation of suffering plus goodwill, two of them together make compassion. If we lean too heavily into the suffering, then there could be a sense of empathic distress and grief. There's not enough kindness to support it. That's actually what a lot of people mistake compassion for when they say, oh, compassion is sad, it's heavy. It's not supposed to be. They're mistaking this empathic distress for compassion, which is like, oh, you're just feeling the sadness. There's not enough goodwill, care, love, shining, holding it that can really balance. So again, if you veer into empathic distress, It's not a sin. It's okay. Just notice it and bring more kindness, bring more goodwill, bring more care to yourself in that moment, because you're the one who's suffering in that moment, trying to cultivate compassion. So as long as you bring kindness and care, you're doing this practice right. So without further ado, let's practice together. So let's get into our meditation posture. Landing. Landing in your seat. Landing in your body. Landing in this moment. Spend the first few moments, as always, cultivating settling, quieting, landing, arriving, simply receiving the breath in the body, receiving the breath in the abdomen, and relaxing the whole body. Putting aside all thoughts, all concerns, all the words that have come, and taking refuge. So important to take refuge right here, right now, in this moment. This practice and your capacity of your heart and mind for stability, for love, for care. Taking refuge in this moment. Enjoying the peace, the gift, the deliciousness of just sitting and being breathed, one breath at a time. Letting your heart relax and rest in this moment. Letting your body with the next breath, out breath, relax. Let go of what you've been holding, what your mind and heart has been holding. Okay to set it down. In this moment, and now, if you wish, to bring to mind someone who served as a benefactor for you, who supported you in some way. It could be a parent, a relative, a teacher, or maybe a good friend who's been there for you in the role of a benefactor. And first, to bring them to mind, as clearly as it's possible if you're visual or their felt sense or what they sound like. And first, let yourself feel a sense of warmth and care and support they've had for you. And again, it's okay if the relationship has had different aspects, but just bringing to mind this aspect of the relationship, them serving as a benefactor with care, with concern, with warmth, with love for you. Let yourself receive that, feel that. Let your heart feel nourished by this. The expression of care in the present or in the past, it's okay. With each breath, as if you're receiving with each in-breath, receiving the care, the goodwill, and maybe it relaxes your body a little more, feeling more comfortable, cared for, safer. Your heart receiving, feeling this warmth and care. Now letting yourself feel the outflow, feeling care and warmth, affection, love, whatever the nuance or the flavor might be for you, for this benefactor. Holding them with each breath, with each out breath, extending, breathing out care, love, warmth, goodwill to them, to this person, to this being. May not be a person, could be a pet. And now with the feeling of metta, this warmth, goodwill, that you're extending to this benefactor, to this being. Now, bringing to mind some aspect of this being's life that's been challenging. Maybe health, maybe finances, relationships, work, whatever it might be, one aspect, emotional challenges, and letting your goodwill, this care that you've been extending to them, let it hold, let it meet. Let it acknowledge this challenge for them. Acknowledging, appreciating that this is hard, this was hard. And holding it with an attitude of warmth and care and love. I appreciate that this is challenging for you. Ouch, this is hard for you. And I care about your pain, I care about your suffering. May you be free from this sorrow. May you have ease with this pain. I wish you freedom from this challenge. Choosing words that are right for you, that acknowledge the difficulty and hold it with a lot of care, affection. In your mind's eye, maybe visualizing you comforting them. Maybe wrapping a blanket of care, of love around them symbolically. Or tapping their back. Caressing their shoulder, whatever might be appropriate. Or maybe with each breath you're beaming soothing light that brings them comfort and ease from this challenge. Be creative. See what works for you. May you have ease in the midst of this challenge. May you have freedom from the sorrow. I care about your pain. May you be soothed. May you be free. From the suffering. If the energy wanes, bringing this benefactor's image or felt sense or voice up to your mind's eye as clearly as possible, with the felt sense of your connection. Letting there be a flow of goodwill, kindness, and care. And then connecting with the challenge they're facing. May you have ease. You have peace with this challenge, with this difficulty. I wish you well. I care about you. each breath, with each out breath, shining, sharing goodwill, good wishes, healing wishes for them, onto them. For the last minutes of this practice period, the sit, just as you are holding them with compassion, this benefactor, let yourself be held in compassion for whatever might be challenging right now. Holding both of you with care, the challenges. And maybe receive compassion from your benefactor. Added to compassion for yourself, by yourself. May I be free from this challenge that I'm facing right now. May I have ease. Meeting, acknowledging the difficulty with a lot of goodwill and care. May there be ease and goodness for me. May I have ease. Self-compassion and receiving it from your benefactor. Also, sharing your goodwill, spreading your goodwill, your kindness, your compassion to all the beings who are practicing with you right now. We all have challenges as part of this human condition. all of us. Dukkha, suffering, is a mark of existence. Wishing all of us, everyone, ease, freedom. With our challenges. And all our benefactors too. Expanding the circle further and further to all beings everywhere. May all beings have peace and well-being, grace in the midst of their suffering. May they be free from sorrow and pain, including ourselves. Thank you so much for your practice, everyone. So, I changed the settings in chat, so you're welcome to share your reflections, what you discovered, your questions in chat, or you can raise your hand if you like to share. And Jesse, yes, please unmute yourself.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. You mentioned the image of the person you're thinking of and the voice and felt sense. And I see all those things. I feel those things, but intermittently. And I just find it sort of like to hold a person in my consciousness is a bit trickier than an anchor like the breath or something. It kind of, and I wonder if you, what you could recommend as far as trying to, like I know somebody suffering, but still they kind of come and go. It's hard for me to just, I want to, but it's hard to hold on to it.
Yeah, excellent question. I really appreciate you bringing this up because this is so common. It is more complex than the breath. Absolutely, the breath is right here. It's a sensation, whereas the image of the person or their felt sense or the sound or how they feel, all of that is a little, it takes a little more energy. So yes, it is more complicated. And yet there's something about conjuring that up, that sometimes when we connect, then it brings the rest of the practice alive. So what I would recommend, if you're noticing that it comes and goes, see what is easiest for you. If you're visual, it could be a visual sense. For some people, they're not visual, so maybe hearing the person's voice is easier. Maybe the felt sense of what they feel like when you're in their presence. Maybe you feel kind of giddy or giggly, or maybe, so that's why I name all of these to, for you to feel what works best for you. And sometimes it helps to remember a particular interaction. Or in last session, I suggested, you know, imagine them having a FaceTime conversation with you, or on video chat, because that's like, oh, maybe you, it's like, oh yeah, there it is. You have them. You have this image of them in this tiny little square on your phone or something. So be creative, play around with it, and it's also okay if it's not constant all the time. Don't flagellate. Don't self-flagellate. It might come and go, and it's okay. And when you notice it's kind of gone, then bring it back. Really spend a few minutes to conjure them up as clearly as you can, and then it'll probably fade again, and it's okay. Then spend a little more time, and through practice it'll become easier, it'll become more steady, and it will become more steady. It's like a muscle. And having done this practice for a long time, after a while it becomes easier. It just, it, just becomes steadier. It does. So
okay.
I hope that helps.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And any other questions, reflections? Nancy.
Hi. This is such a beautiful practice. To wish well on a benefactor who you know is going through a difficult time is not only a beautiful thing to do for somebody else, but in a way is also a kindness to yourself. Because there's a lot of feeling, at least for me, of powerlessness in being able to help somebody going through a difficult time. And this sort of addresses that for me.
Beautiful. Thank you, Nancy. Well said. Yeah. There is so much that we can do in cultivating our heart and being there for them in our thoughts, in our hearts. And it'll also translate for when, if we have the chance to actually be for them. So yes, an antidote to feeling powerless, really reclaiming our power, the power of our heart, recognizing how much goodness, how much power here is to love. This being here is so powerful, so powerful. Yeah, great. Thank you. So I'd like to invite us, and if at this time, around this time, you hop off like, oh my God, they're going to go into groups. Wait, just listen. And I invite you to actually see if you can, if it's okay for you to stretch yourself just a little bit. If you have to go, if you have obligations, kids to take care of, it's okay, perfectly fine. But if you're hopping off out of fear of being with others, I invite you to stretch yourself just a tiny little bit and see what it feels like. And there are studies that people in this situation, they don't want to do a small group, but then when they do it, they're so glad they did. And there are studies, and I've done studies so many times with so many groups. Believe me, it's the case. So if you're thinking, I'm not so sure, please stay and check it out and work with the sense of fear, anxiety, unsureness. Trust me, this is a really, really nice Sangha, really kind Sangha. So the invitation that I have is when you get into a small group with a couple of people, to spend, again, just 30 seconds or 1 minute in silence, just sharing metta, just sharing goodwill for the other two people that you see on the screen, other two or three people you see on the screen, just share goodwill for them and receive their goodwill in silence. This is such a powerful practice, such a powerful practice with eyes open, goodwill, receiving goodwill, knowing that they're doing the same for you. May you be well, dear friend, dear human being, fellow human being. And then after spending 30 seconds, a minute with silence, giving and receiving, then imagine that these two, three people are your benefactors. They're your benefactors. They're there to support you. They're there to support your practice. And you can share as little or as much as you like about your practice, what happened or what didn't happen. And it's all good. And know that they're seeing you as their benefactor. So you're there to support other people. You have a role. You're powerful. You're there offering support to other human beings in this boat of suffering and joy, plenty of that. So that's the invitation for the practice for tonight. So about a minute of silence, and then imagine you are each other's benefactors. So I will create the prayer, and so please give it a try. I really invite you not to hop off and see how powerful it could be. And I'm about to open the rooms. So here you go, dear ones. The rooms are closed. Everyone is back. And we have a couple of minutes to share what that was like for you, practicing in small groups. So, yeah. Especially if you haven't shared before, would love to hear from you. Whoops. I think I also want to unmute. I tried to, so mistakenly. But yeah, so please raise your hand or you can type in chat. What was that like for you? What did you notice either about the first part of the practice or the second part? Kim, please.
I was in the middle of a thought, trying to beat the coming back to the group, and I didn't quite make it. So I wanted to finish my thought. I was saying that I would have found the practice difficult the last few sessions because I find I'm isolating myself quite a bit, and it was. The practice was with a dear friend, and so I have somebody that usually comes up for me that's a dear friend, but I haven't heard from her for so long, and I feel like I've lost her, and so that wasn't working, I don't have a best friend, so that was the benefactor was very useful because I had several benefactors. Thank you. Let me finish my thought.
That's great. Thank you, Kim. I'm delighted to hear that. And yeah, these first couple of categories are supposed to be easy, are supposed to be the easy category. So just wherever is easiest. And and starting tomorrow and the next couple of days, we're going to start moving into self-compassion, which is very important and can't have enough of. And for some people, it's challenging. For many of us, I have to say, for many people, it's challenging to have compassion for self. It's easier to have compassion for others than for self. So what you shared, Kim, great. I'm glad benefactor seemed easier. Yay, hang out where it's easiest because it's priming the heart. It's priming the heart. Priming the heart, where it's hanging out, where it's easy with compassion, and then turning to the categories that are more challenging and difficult. And of course, we'll get into neutral, and then folks you're having challenges with, and you know all of that. So, yeah. So Jamie types in chat what we're offering here compared to Kristen Neff's Mindful Self-Compassion. So Kristen Neff, it's a great program. It's the book and the teachings specifically about mindful self-compassion. Whereas what Diana and I teach, we teach all the Brahmaviharas. We teach and it's in the Buddhist container. It's we teach both metta, which is loving kindness, as well as compassion, as well as vicarious joy. We're going to get to that later. Equanimity, and we share, and we also teach forgiveness practices and gratitude and all of this. So the whole canon, and Kristen focuses on self compassion, which we're going to get to next here. So her program is fantastic. I recommend her book to many people. So that's a difference. We cover a lot more ground here, Jamie, than Kristen Neff's work does, and her work is fantastic.
Thank you. My question was specifically about how you and Diana are approaching self-compassion compared to her, but it was kind of a silly question anyway. I just got hung up on her ideas, and I can just be open to yours.
There's so many different ways to practice these things, and she has a fantastic way to do it. We have some ways are similar, some ways are different. There's no right or wrong. It's all skillful means. It's all skillful means. Whatever works. So it's all good. It's all good, whatever works, whatever helps us cultivate compassion. So I didn't quite get the gist of your question, but yeah, that all sounds good. So, dear ones, we've come to the end of another happy hour together. Yay! I'm happier. I don't know about you. I hope you are. So thank you all. Thank you for your practice, for doing this work for yourself and for all those whose lives you touch. So may all beings be free. May all beings be happy, including ourselves. Thank you. So now I'm going to stop the recording.